WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Just happening this hour, a federal judge in New York sentenced former Congressman George Santos to 87 months in prison, followed by 2 years of supervised release. He pleaded guilty to fraud and identity theft charges. Santos cried and said he regrets defrauding voters. A judge has been arrested in a Milwaukee courthouse by immigration police. County Judge Hannah Dugan accused of interfering with the arrest of an undocumented immigrant. So said FBI Director Kash Patel in a post on X, which has since been deleted. ABC News has learned that former New Mexico judge Joel Cano and his wife are also to be arrested. KOA-TV reported the former judge responds to allegations of harboring Venezuelan gang members, calling it sensationalism. American consumer sentiment is down for a fourth straight month. A survey from the University of Michigan. Senior Russian military officer has been killed by a car bomb. This is ABC News. Feeling uninspired at work? You're not alone.
Gallup has attempted to quantify worker engagement and then to plot that on a map. And for CEOs and boards of directors that say who cares how workers feel as long as they get the job done, Gallup has an answer. Employee disengagement last year cost the world economy an estimated $438 billion in lost productivity.
ABC's Jim Ryan. You may have seen it on T-shirts and tote bags, the logo for the Black Dog Tavern in Martha's Vineyard, featuring the portrait of a black Labrador Retriever. The owner of the dog on that logo and the founder of the tavern by the same name has died this week. The family of Robert Douglas said he died at the family home in Martha's Vineyard at the age of 93. Douglas was an Air Force veteran who had a passion for sailing and New England culture. Moving to Martha's Vineyard in the 1960s, opened the Black Dog Tavern in 1971. The logo's been around since 1976. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Please remember that it is Wisconsin state law that you must stop for a school bus. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's website, a vehicle approaching a stopped school bus with its flashing red warning lights activated must stop not less than 20 feet from the bus and remain stopped until the bus continues motion or the operator turns the warning lights off. Failure to do so could result in a fine between $500 and $1,000. Please remember to pay attention as you're driving and that your increased vigilance could help prevent a tragedy. May 10th, beginning at noon at Bobbers on the Lake, there's a benefit to support Bobby in her fight with cancer. There's going to be 50-50 drawings, basket raffles, karaoke, food, and refreshments. If you cannot attend but would still like to help, donations can be made at Double D's in Butternut or Mary Cassidy's in Fifield. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 10th, beginning at noon over at Bobbers on the Lake. The weather is warming up, and soon we'll be seeing more ticks. They're already active, and Marshfield Clinic Research Institute is asking you to mail them in. Here's Melissa Kay.
This is the second year of the tick inventory via Citizen Science, aka TICS. This is an effort to identify the ticks that are being found in Wisconsin. Researchers will use the information to assess the risks of encountering a tick-borne disease, also who is being exposed and diagnosed with these tick-borne diseases. Last year, over 6,000 ticks were sent in from nearly every county in Wisconsin. More than 70% were the American dogwood tick, and most of the rest were the deer or black-legged tick. Deer ticks have a greater likelihood of carrying illnesses like Lyme disease. Their smaller size increases the difficulty of finding them and the importance of checking for ticks after being in wooded or brushy areas. The Lone Star tick has also been found, as well as the brown dog ticks. Previously, these ticks were found in warmer climates, but are now being spotted here. They spread diseases such as alpha-gal syndrome, also known as the meat allergy, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. You can request your tick collection kit by emailing tics@marshfieldclinic.org or by calling 715-389-7796.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
In another local news note today, the Price County Sheriff's Office and the Taylor County Sheriff's Office are continuing their joint search for a missing Price County resident, Jesse Yansky. Jesse is described as a 32-year-old male, approximately 6'3", 160 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Jesse was last seen on Thursday, April 17th, in the Westboro area and the Taylor County area wearing a black zip-up hoodie and also a black joggers along with black and white shoes. Now, although there continues to be a coordinated search effort for Jesse's last known whereabouts, Price County Sheriff's Office and the Sheriff Brian Schmidt and the Taylor County Sheriff Corey Dasso are requesting those who own property south of State Highway 86, north of State Highway 102, and within 1 mile east or west of State Highway 13 to check their property and any cameras that are located in those areas for any indication of Jesse being there. If anyone has any information, you can contact the Price County Sheriff's Office at 715-339-3011 or the Taylor County Sheriff's Office at 715-748-2200.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Brian Noel Ketz, age 62 of Park Falls, died at his home on April 18th. He is survived by four children, Julie Doss, Emily Clemens, James Ketz, and by Elizabeth Shreen. Further survived by 10 grandchildren and by four siblings, Cheryl Hallwax, Warren Butch Ketz, Jr., by Renee Furman, and by Michael Ketz, and further survived by his many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Brian Noel Ketz, age 62, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers pick a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft,
with the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, it's truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. Mostly cloudy and rather breezy today, with winds pulling out of the north. It's keeping our high temperatures stuck to the low 50s. And with clearing clouds overnight, we crash chilly, below freezing. But we'll be sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine tomorrow with high temperatures at 60. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 40 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway.
I'm hell on wheels and she's heavenly. I'd die for her and she lives for me. Cowboys and have crossed mine. Accident or grand design. Oh, maybe God just kind of likes cowboys and angels. We ride side by. Between girls like you and guys like me, cowboys and angels, cowboys and angels.
You're on the phone,
on the computer,
and on the job,
and so are we.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on.
And love the music.
98Q Country.
I can die painting a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. Back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. Wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back. I'll go back. I used to rock all night long. Keep on rocking me, baby. At frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore. After graduation and drinking goodbye to friends, I go back to watch a summer fade to fall. Growing up too fast and I do recall, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives, it takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God of brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend, and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back to watching summer fade, to fall growing up too fast, and I do recall. I go back to the loss of a real good friend in the 16 summers I shared with him.
That's Kenny Chesney. That is, in my opinion, that's such a great written song. Because you really do. You just go back with Kenny on that song. No matter where you're going back to. It just really, that's excellent stuff. This ain't too bad either. Ella Langley, her latest, 98 Q Country.
Wouldn't paint me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly the drop. Maybe that tumbleweed and me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Maybe
I'm born to love again.
on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Hey, how about you, Alabama? Roll on.
Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I ask you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Roll on!
Well, it's Monday morning, he's kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round Mama. They ask her when Daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and they sure miss him when he's gone. Yeah, they do. Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on. Mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknifed rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Mama and the children up all night long, thinking nothing but the worst is coming with the ringing of the telephone. Oh, but the man upstairs was listening when Mama asked him to bring Daddy home. And when the call came in, it was Daddy on the other end asking her if she had been singing the song, singing,
roll on highway.
Alabama, roll on, 98Q Country, Mike McKay along with you. Can you believe it? It was 20 years ago this month, actually earlier this week, April 23rd, 2005. The first YouTube video was uploaded and it changed the internet, didn't it? YouTube really did. The first YouTube video, by the way, was me at the zoo, which was the co-founder of YouTube, Jawad Karim. He was at the San Diego Zoo. That was it. That video has seen about 354 million views on it. By the way, some of the numbers of YouTube, how much time do we spend out there? 500 hours of video are uploaded every minute on the YouTube. That's about 30,000 years of video content added annually. And as far as watching, over 1 billion hours of YouTube is watched every day. Every day. For me, it's the police body cam videos. I am hooked on them now. And to the police officers out there, salute to you. You have a tough job to do. You watch these police body cam videos. It is a crazy, crazy world out there that these guys and gals have to deal with.
98Q Country.
Make plans to join the best rods on earth for St. Croix's first annual pre-opener in-house fishing event Saturday, April 26th. Kick off the open water season with advanced fishing seminars from Brian Bro Brosdahl, Joel Nelson, and Dr. Jason Haffen. A free fish fry courtesy of Catch and Cook, special deals on St. Croix rods and 7 reels, but also prize drawings and a glimpse at this year's hottest products from the top brands in fishing. We'll see you at the St. Croix Rod Factory Store in Park Falls on April 26th. Find more details online at StCroixRodFactoryStore.com.
To all who have worn the uniform, thank you. Your courage, service, and sacrifice protect the freedoms we enjoy every day. Today we honor you. This tribute is proudly brought to you by Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland. From cozy sectionals and recliners to Amish craftsmanship, Up North style furniture, and two-sided mattresses, they have quality pieces for every room. Visit today and bring home comfort and style from a name you can trust. Shawangan Home Furnishings.
Barocca Reefs in Fifield opens for the season May 1st. You need to see the dozens of new arrivals, something for every home and garden. The silk flowers at Barocca Reefs are very real looking, low maintenance, and they'll brighten any space. Also come see the silk hanging baskets and all new crosses and kissing balls before they run out. Barocca Reefs opens for the season May 1st, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 1, or by appointment. Don't miss Barocca Reefs Open House on May 16th through the 18th. Barocca Reefs, located 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Looking to build or remodel? Ronner's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Spruce up inside with Holman Lindsay paint and protect your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is ready to help turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Ronner's Lumber today, a family-owned business proudly serving the community since 1971. Get started now with a team that knows building from the ground up.
Better begins with the way we live life together. The way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a crew tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Mostly cloudy and rather breezy today. With winds pulling out of the north, it's keeping our high temperatures stuck to the low 50s. And with clearing clouds overnight, we crash chilly, below freezing. But we'll be sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine tomorrow with high temperatures at 60. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
$0.89 in the ashtray, half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old skull can and cowboy boots and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's alright. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck, by your grave, but that flag and stone ain't where I feel you anyway. I drive your truck, drive your truck. I drive your truck. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I drive your truck.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
I've been sitting here staring at the clock on the wall. And I've been laying here praying, praying she won't call. It's just another call from home. You'll get it and be gone, and I'll be crying. And I'll be begging you, baby, beg you not to leave. But I'll be left here waiting with my heart on my sleeve. Oh, for the next time we'll be here. Seems like a million years, and I think I'm dying. Why don't I have to do to make you see? She can't love you like me. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? You keep telling me, baby, there will come a time when you'll leave her arms and forever be in mine. But I don't think that's the truth, and I don't like being used, and I'm tired of waiting. It's too much pain to have to bear, to love a man you have to share. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? I can't take it any longer, but my will is getting stronger, and I think I know just what I have to do. I've given you my best. Why does she get the best of you? So the next time you find you wanna leave her bed for mine, why don't you stay? I'm up off my knees. I'm so tired. You can't give me what I need. When she begs you not to go, there is one thing you should know. I don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you
Q Country.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what's they born to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue. Half of me wants a cold beer, and the other half does too. Yeah, I kinda know.
wife wants to.
You're in it or not. 98 Q Country. Say, I want to remind you, the Maranatha Food Pantry in Phillips, they're available two Sundays a month at 5 p.m. You can find out more. Look them up on their Facebook page. And also the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry in Park Falls. That's open every Saturday from 9 to 11, and you can get more details on their website, thelordscupboard.org. So don't forget, they're there for you if you need them. And maybe you want to make some donations or help them out. Reach out to them. I'm sure they would love to hear from you. Here's Martina McBride now, 98 Q Country.
The sun is shining every day. Clouds never get in the way for you and me. I've known you just a week or two, but baby, I'm so into you, can hardly breathe. And I'm in, so totally wrapped up, emotionally.
Smile, rope me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms.
like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Guitar. Like the river flows, feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I wanna do is get to holding you, and get to knowing you, and get to showing you, and get to loving you. Before the night is through, baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Hot country girl. Country girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
You should check out on our website, 98qcountry.com, where it says podcast, and see all that's on there. There is so many different things on there. There is replays of the morning show with Joel. Greg Anderson's got some podcasts on there. There's even the ball games, the local games that we air here on 98Q Country. You can re-listen to those if you want. There is so much waiting for you. You could go every day and check out a different podcast, and you could do it for the next year, and you probably won't hit everything on there. Check it out. See all that's waiting for you. 98qcountry.com. Right now, here's Rascal Flatts.
I don't want to spend another lonely night. Ooh. Lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun. Betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun. Praying for daylight. Praying.
as much as I love you. You know I love you, girl. And that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Stormy Cromer is a name associated with high-quality, made-in-the-USA apparel for men, women, children, and even the family dog. Stormy Cromer hats are a very recognizable fashion statement all across the Upper Midwest. But Stormy Cromer is so much more. From flannel shirts to vests to jackets and ponchos, Stormy Cromer is the epitome of up north style and function. Made in Ironwood, Michigan, so you don't have to worry about those tariffs. Stop in and check out the great selection of Stormy Cromer apparel at Bader Sports Center, Lake Avenue, Phillips.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A judge and former judge arrested by immigration police. ABC's Brian Clark.
FBI Director Kash Patel says that Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from a man they sought to arrest last week in her courthouse.
Dugan faces federal charges. The case involves an undocumented immigrant. In New Mexico, a former Dona County magistrate, Joel Cano, resigned from his position in March. He and his wife were arrested, accused of knowingly allowing members of a Venezuelan gang to live on his property. For fraud and identity theft, former Congressman George Santos is sentenced by a federal judge in New York to 87 months in prison. Santos cried, says he regrets it. American consumer sentiment is down for a fourth straight month, says the latest survey from the University of Michigan. The Vatican says 250,000 mourners have paid their respects to Pope Francis over 3 days. This is ABC News.
Mostly cloudy and rather breezy today. With winds pulling out of the north, it's keeping our high temperatures stuck to the low 50s. And with clearing clouds overnight, we crash chilly, below freezing. But we'll be sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine tomorrow with high temperatures at 60. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Are you ready for us?
Okay.
It's Friday.
This is Friday, remember?
Friday night.
It's Friday. It's the